Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. Phone lines open to you at 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your thoughts via email, chad@kfyo.com. Find us on Facebook, also on Twitter, where the show continues all day long, at Chad Hastie Radio, at KFYO on Twitter. Joining me in studio, the Parade of Homes, going on right now through June 29th, LubbockParadeOfHomes.com, where you can find a whole bunch of information. And joining me now in studio from the West Texas Home Builders Association, Larry Driscoll. Larry, welcome back. How are you?
Boy, I am so well behaved today, Chad.
Well, good to see you. The Parade of Homes, this is one of the events that a lot of people look forward to if they're searching for a new home, or even if they're thinking about doing a little bit of renovations to their current home, they can get a lot of ideas.
Boy, they can. And when I have a home this year. For several years, I had one every year, and then I've been kind of every other year, seems like. But you see people that you haven't seen for a year or since the last time you had the home. And a lot of folks are coming through, and they'll say, what's this? What's this floor?
Right.
This countertop, what kind of wood is this? Hmm. Do you know what color this paint is? And, they're not necessarily building a new home. They may be thinking about doing a little renovating or a little touch-up themselves.
Yeah, which is, not a bad idea.
It's a great venue for just that sort of thing.
Yeah, you want to see how things kind of look inside a home. It's one thing to go out, and you see it in a showroom or you see it at some of the other events that happened throughout the city. But if you see it inside a house, you kind of know how it may fit inside your own home.
You do. And, building new homes, seemingly simple things like what color paint I'm going to use. It's hard to know how it's going to look on a wall when you're looking at a paint chip.
Right.
And so I have a fan fold with paint chips in my house. So when people ask, I say, okay, it's this color here.
Very nice. Now, the Parade of Homes, it goes through the 29th, and it's at, three different locations?
Three different locations. Lake Ridge South, there's six houses in there, and they're the largest houses. And Vintage Township, there's six houses in there. There's one house that's as big as the Lake Ridge houses, and then there's some smaller and some medium. Vintage has a mix.
Right.
And then Kelsey Park, which is the newest subdivision of the three, is further south. They're all along the Quaker, what we're calling the Quaker Corridor, and there are 10 houses in Kelsey Park.
And for those who haven't been to the Parade of Homes, how does this work? You get a ticket, obviously, and we've got one here in studio, but you get a ticket and you're able to go through all these homes, correct?
That's correct. One ticket, $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12, and then babies are free. Carry them if you can. I guess you carry them in there, and so you get a ticket and it gets you in all three areas. With 22 homes total. If you have time, it's probably better to break that up to a couple of visits and go to a couple of the subdivisions and then go to the other one. And weekdays, or if you're wanting to see all your friends, go on the weekends. If you're wanting to see a few of your friends, go on the weeknights.
Yeah, that's when it's real busy on the weekend.
Yes.
And I'm glad you brought that up because, there are several homes in each area. And if you do divide it up, and this goes all week, obviously. It's Monday through Friday, 6 to 9. Then in the weekends as well, you have a few more hours where you can see 1 to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. But, definitely divide it up. Maybe hit one on Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday if you want to do so, because that way you don't have to rush through anything.
That's right. And if you see something you particularly like, you can take a little time there. And it's like you say, it goes on for 16 days. Three weekends and all the miscellaneous days they scatter in between the weekends there. So we're through one weekend. We've got 5 days behind us, and so there must be, 11 days left.
There you go. Now, how many people usually go through the Parade of Homes? Do y'all have any idea?
The 2 years we have been over 14,000.
Wow.
going back to 2003, and I don't think counting last year because I didn't do the math there, but it's 12,000 or so.
Okay. So quite a few people are taking advantage of this. What are some of the new trends that, you know, you're putting in the homes and that you're seeing in other homes as well?
Well, the some of the things are decorator things, simple. I haven't been through all the homes, but my wife has, and she said, man, gray is big. Hmm. And so a few years ago, we did a gray home, you know, gray walls, and it was kind of tough because there weren't as many choices. And I said, man, it's kind of tough. And she said, not anymore. You know, lots of choices. So in the colors, maybe that's changed a little bit there. Of course, technology, automation, you're going to, in some of the homes, you'll see a lot of automation and cool things like that. Efficiency of the home, meaning energy efficiency, water efficiency inside and out, efficiency of the lighting. You know, we're headed towards LEDs, and there are a lot of fluorescents.
Right.
So those are some of the things that you'll be seeing.
And, of course, outdoor living space, the backyard. And so, I assume that backyard is still huge.
A couple of the I flew over all the subdivisions and took some pictures right before the parade on Friday before the preview party. And a couple of the outdoor living things are fabulous.
Really?
I mean, you know, I haven't seen them from the ground yet, but, you know, the reports and then just looking from there, I go, wow, really cool.
Yeah. Well, that's a great place to go and get ideas. A great place to also go and say, okay, I like this neighborhood. Maybe I can find a lot or maybe a house that's for sale in these neighborhoods because, you know, obviously this area of town growing fast and will continue to grow fast.
We certainly hope so.
Larry, thanks for coming in. How can people get tickets to the Parade of Homes?
Well, they can go to any of the three locations and buy their tickets there. They can pick them up at the AJ or at First Bank and Trust.
And then also, the money goes to benefit something really cool.
The a portion of the proceeds goes to the Lubbock Home for Heroes. Every year, going back for as long as I remember, there's a charity supported by the Parade of Homes portion of the proceeds, and for the last two or three years, it's been going to the Lubbock Home for Heroes. And, of course, we have a home started this year right down the street from the Parade Homes in Kelsey Park.
That's great. Larry, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Chad.